USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Wildfires continue to intensify in Oregon. USA Radio's John Hunt has more.
As fires continue throughout the West Coast, hundreds of firefighters are now battling two large wildfires that threaten to merge near the most populated part of the state of Oregon, including the suburbs of Portland. And the governor said dozens of people are missing in other parts of the state. The state's emergency management director, Andrew Phelps, said officials are preparing for a mass fatality event and that thousands of structures have already been destroyed. Governor Kate Brown said more than 40,000 Oregonians have already been evacuated, and about 500,000 are in different levels of evacuation zones, either having been told to leave or to prepare to get that done. The Oregon Convention Center in Portland is among the buildings being transformed into shelters for evacuees. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you interested in making an extra $5,000 to $10,000 a month flipping tax-lienedproperties or buying tax-forfeited properties at 50% off market value to flip for even larger cash profits? Then listen. The Tax Lien Wealth Builders Company is offering a free tax lien investor kit to anyone that texts INVEST to 72000 right now. With this kit, you'll learn to use their formula and website to buy tax liens anywhere in the U.S. that can earn you up to 18 to 25% return secured by the government. It's so simple you can even do this from the safety of your own home if you have access to the right online tools. So if you're looking to become a real estate investor without getting dirty, fixing up houses, or unclogging toilets, text INVEST to 72000 now to get your free tax lien investor kit, plus free tickets to an online training session, and see how fast you can receive your first tax lien paycheck. You can't afford to wait. Text INVEST to 72000. That's Tax INVEST to 72000 for your free kit now. Individual results may vary. Text INVEST to 72000.
Prosecutors in Minnesota want to introduce evidence that the officer charged in killing an unarmed black man in custody has a history of using excessive force. Among the examples they cite in a court filing was Derek Chauvin last year kicking an intoxicated man and using a neck restraint on him until he lost consciousness. Chauvin, along with three other former cops involved in the death of George Floyd, appeared in Hennepin County District Court for a hearing. George Floyd died in May while handcuffed, as Chauvin pressed his knee into his neck. Video from the incident launched protests across the country against police brutality and systemic racism. Police in St. Louis cited nine protesters for trespassing when they marched onto a private street back in June on their way to Mayor Lida Cruson's house. It was also when Mark and Patricia McCloskey pointed guns at the protesters outside of their home in an image that had gone viral. The protesters were issued summonses. The McCloskeys face a felony weapons charge. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
For the first time, the Medal of Honor has gone to a service member for actions in the fight against the Islamic State. USA's Tim Berg has details.
President Trump is awarding the Medal of Honor to U.S. Army Delta Force Sergeant Major Thomas Patrick Payne.
Pat, you embody the righteous glory of American valor. We stand in awe of your heroic daring and gallant deeds. You truly went above and beyond the call of duty to earn our nation's highest military honor.
Payne joined the military shortly after the September 11th terrorist attacks. President Trump says Payne is an inspiration for all Americans.
Today he joins the immortal company of our most revered American heroes. Pat, you personify the motto, Rangers Lead the Way, and you inspire us all.
Payne is also the first living Delta Force member to receive the award since the creation of the counterterrorism unit in the late 1970s. The niece of Osama bin Laden wrote a letter of support to the U.S. on the 19th anniversary of the 9/11 terror attacks. Noor bin Laden wrote on Twitter that not a day has gone by since that horrible, tragic day that she hasn't thought of America. She adds that she has privately grieved with Americans for the lives lost. The New York Post reports that she has stressed that her feelings and values are, quote, diametrically opposed to the name that she bears. Bin Laden recently endorsed President Trump for re-election. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.